Good morning to all of you. As was clearly underlined by the head of our delegation, judicial reform strategy has been an important component of our reform agenda. Following the lifting of state of emergency, this new judicial reform strategy to be implemented between 2019 and 2023 was prepared with the broadest consultation of all stakeholders, including the academia, civil society, European Union, and the Council of Europe. The strategy consists of two basic perspectives, 9 goals, 63 targets, and 256 activities. Two main perspectives are to further protect and promote rights and freedoms, and to strengthen the independence, impartiality, and transparency of the judiciary. In response to advanced question by the Sweden and recommendation by some countries, I would like to inform you that in order to strengthen the independence of the judiciary, the strategy has set a geographical guarantee for judges and prosecutors that prohibits transfer of them to other provinces without their will in certain conditions, and introduced new remedies that extend the rights of judges and prosecutors regarding discipline procedures against them. Within this framework of the judicial reform strategy, the first legislative package was enacted last October. With regard to the advanced question by Canada, Belgium, the UK, Germany, and Switzerland, I would like to inform you that the first legislative package has positively affected freedom of expression and other rights and freedoms. Let me underscore some important amendments briefly. Expressions aiming at just reporting or criticizing will not constitute a terrorist propaganda anymore, in line with the standards of case law of the European Court of Human Rights. Further appeal procedures were provided for offenses that have direct effect on freedom of expression, such as defamation, incitement to hatred, and terrorist propaganda. Simply, the decisions of regional courts of appeal, which were final before the amendment, are now subject to appeal process before the Court of Cassation. Instead of blocking the entire website, access to relevant content in which infringement occurs will be blocked. Blocking of the entire website will be last resort only when there are technical impossibilities in line with the international standards. More limitations have been brought to existing limit of the length of pretrial detention. The maximum period for investigation phase has been separately and explicitly introduced within the law. The periods of detention are shorter for juvenile suspects. In the coming weeks, new legislative package in the scope of the judicial reform strategy will be submitted to the parliament. On the other hand, in order to provide the right to be tried in a reasonable time more effectively, as an internal time management system, target time was kicked off in judiciary and maximum period were determined for each type of proceedings. Mr. President, distinguished participants, the preparation process of the Human Rights Action Plan is ongoing with the broadest participation of different national and international stakeholders. A new project has started to support the preparation and implementation of the action plan with the Council of Europe and the EU. The draft plan will then be finalized and made public. The main aim of the action plan is to ensure further protection and promotion of rights and freedoms in line with the international standards. In response to advanced question by the UK and recommendations by some countries, I would like to reiterate that Turkey is in compliance with her international commitments and gives special importance to the full implementation of the European Court of Human Rights judgment. In 2019 alone, the execution of the 732 cases have been finalized and closed by the Committee of Ministers of the Council of Europe. 32 of them were leading cases. On 15 January 2020, Council of Judges and Prosecutors set the promotion criteria for judges and prosecutors. Accordingly, evaluation process also includes an assessment as to whether or not their decisions are in compliance with jurisprudence of the ECHR and the Constitutional Court. In addition, Justice Academy has been restructured and pre-service and in-service human rights trainings of judges and prosecutors continue in an effective manner. Distinguished participants, Turkey has been conducting a comprehensive reform process regarding penitentiary system that covers all aspects. The reform process has three main pillars: modernization of physical infrastructure, enhancing the capacity of human resources in both quality and quantity, reviewing the relevant legislation. In the scope of the first pillar, 347 penitentiary institutions which do not meet the modern standards are closed down. 210 adequate institutions that provide facilities for physical, social, supportive, cultural, and labor activities are constructed since 2002. The number of personnel working in penitentiary institutions has increased to 73,000. There are 5 training centers dedicated only to penitentiary personnel, and more than 25,000 personnel have been trained in 2019 alone. In addition, the criminal enforcement legislation has been completely renewed. Probation law has been adopted for implementing alternative solutions to imprisonment. Convicts who cannot be accommodated in penitentiary institution due to severe illnesses or disabilities can be released until recovery if they do not pose a tangible threat to public security. All medical examinations and treatments are provided free of charge. There are 4 full-fledged penitentiary hospitals and 5 medical centers in 9 different provinces. In total, 1,064 medical personnel are working in penitentiary institution. We have seen the concrete result of all these efforts. After the July 15 coup attempt, many requests for interim measure concerning the prison conditions have been lodged with the European Court of Human Rights by applicants mostly affiliated with FETÖ terrorist organizations. The court communicated to our government, 41 of them, that they considered serious. I would like to underline that all of the requests for interim measure have been rejected after the information provided by the government regarding the prison conditions. Distinguished participant, we take any allegations of ill treatment or torture in the penitentiary institutions very seriously and investigate them promptly. The statistics on administrative and criminal proceedings against the staff of the penitentiary institutions in relation to allegations of ill treatment were already provided in our national report. We will continue to strictly uphold our policy of zero tolerance against torture. Thank you for your attention.